We're slowly getting there. Our foods are being accepted now. I've always used our medicines on my son and my husband, and they've done a lot better.
Welcome back to Warrawarra Nora. My name is Pauline Clegg. In this podcast, we catch up with Aunty Fran Bodkin. She talks to us about Aboriginal medicinal values of plants, remembering growing up and gathering them with her mother and grandmother on the Cooks River in Marrickville, in Kurnell and in Sydney South. She also talks to her concern of Aboriginal medicines being stolen.
An association is a group of plants of totally different species that grow together in a group and have done so for thousands upon thousands of years. And so they've become not so much dependent on each other, but they work together. More particularly, the medicinal values of the plants increases when they're growing in an association. We've found that out on several occasions now. They can be, for the future, they can be incredibly important, because if we can put the associations back, as we're trying to do in the different schools and that, we have the basis of those associations, which means then we can use them. And the medicines can be up to 400 times stronger with the plants growing in an association than they are growing outside an association. That's something that we found out. So we haven't written it up yet. But the thing is, it's there. In New South Wales, I know there's about 111 associations, 11 of which are just in this area of Sydney alone. And so we have to study all those associations and their medicinal value. But finding the students to do it, it is just so important. What we've got to do is we've got to guard it from American and Chinese and German chemical companies, because we don't want them to own something that is free and should be free to everyone. It's great value, future value, maybe not now, but I think you'll find that a lot of the man-made medicines are not working. They're starting to fail now, and they have nothing that they can replace them with except our natural medicines. And I think probably ours are much stronger, because a lot of our plants have multiple medicinal uses, whereas you'll find with the Chinese plants, they have only one use. That's the next level down of medicinal values of plants. And so you can virtually have a garden with the medicines that you need. I think there's too much of an interest in the present moment with psychotropic drugs and things like that, because then you're going to need other medicines to get you out of them. Mum and my great-nan, we used to go out into the bush together. Sometimes it was just to hide me from the government people. We used to go out, and fortunately we still had, you know, even in the middle of Marrickville, there's a lovely little pond that they've now kept. Growing right around that were a lot of the medicinal plants, and Mum used to go down there and we'd collect the grasses particularly. But what I found was interesting, we used to mix the seeds together. We had many different species of the seeds, and Mum ground them up and, you know, mixed them up and either wrapped them in paper bark and cooked them in the oven. We had a gas oven in those days. Or we'd have a picnic out in the backyard and sit down and she'd build a fire and that. And, of course, the other plants too, they grew all around this little pond. They were sweet tasting, yet the same plants that grew on the Cooks River banks and that, they were terrible. It just taught me that, you know, you can have the same plants growing and even the same associations growing, but if they are still in the wrong place, they are not good enough, you know. So, and I just remember that we used to go for trips down into the Natai Valley, which was one of Mum's favourite places. We used to just live off the land down there. It was just beautiful. And also the other place we used to go was Kurnell. Mum had relatives over there. She had relatives in La Perouse in the early days. They all died out when I was a little kid. I got to know all the different associations. And then after Mum died, I thought, I'm going to study these anyway. And so most of the times in all the schools I was at, I went to 12 different schools, I made sure that I planted some of the associations in the schools. And, you know, some of the schools still have them. I like our sleeping stuff. I like our memory stuff. I remember taking some leaves into an exam room. Teacher said to me, "What have you got the leaves for?" And I said, "To help me remember." And she said, "Oh, don't be stupid." She said, "Go and sit down and take your stupid leaves with you," which I did. So every exam after that, even the uni exams, it was always, "What have you got the leaves for? Help me remember. Go and sit down." And I did. People are afraid, I think. The medical profession particularly is afraid of our medicines. At WSU, we've got quite a few of the doctors, Aboriginal students there, really studying our associations out there. And the kids are doing a really good job. What they're doing is that they're looking at our medicines and comparing how the medicines grown in situ in their proper place differ from those grown in paddocks in the monocultures. It's good that they're doing that. They're the ones we've got to rely on, those kids. I mean, they're not Darwal, but they're investigating Darwal plants. And I don't mind that because it can help the rest of the population, providing that it's acknowledged that it is Aboriginal medicines that you are having that is saving your life. Why go to a chemist and get stuff in a bottle when you can go outside and get the same kind of stuff from the leaves off the tree? Most of our eucalypts, the vapour contains, what do they call it, anti-inflammatories. It's the vapour that will cure your headache. It's the vapour that will kill the insects that will kill you. So why can't we use them? There's so many things that we could do to help our emergency workers, you know, when they're out searching for someone and they've been injured or whatever. We have the stuff there that can help them in an emergency even. But, oh, you know, blackfella stuff, that's no good. So many people say that when actually it's probably better than the white man's medicine.
There is a lot to learn from our native plants and their medicinal values. We have seen in the last couple of years in the food industry the rise of plants like the Davison plum, the kwandong and the garbinj with their high values of vitamin levels. It's also important to remember to protect the knowledge maintained by our elders of these plants as we move forward. If you'd like to learn more about our native plants or listen to other podcasts, check out warraburranora.com.